seit 2,5 Jahren ohne einen Gerichtsprozess inhaftiert, The Moria Six. Als Moria vor 2,5 Jahren abbrannte, wurden sofort in den Tagen danach 6 junge Männer aus Afghanistan aufgrund angeblicher Brandstiftung inhaftiert. Moria war ein Camp für geflüchtete Menschen auf der griechischen Insel Lesbos, das aufgrund seiner unmenschlichen Bedingungen global Aufmerksamkeit erlangte. Die 6 jungen Männer waren damals noch minderjährig, wurden aber rechtlich behandelt wie Volljährige. Das hatte zur Folge, dass sie nun seit 2,5 Jahren ohne ein Gerichtsverfahren inhaftiert sind. Der Prozess sollte vergangene Woche endlich stattfinden, die Aussicht auf einen Freispruch war sehr groß. Nun wurde der Prozess aufgrund mangelnder Zeit auf ein weiteres Jahr vertagt. Tobi von Radio Mytilini hat mit Kim von der Initiative You Can't Evict Solidarity darüber gesprochen.
Last week, on the 6th of March, the appeal court of the Moria 6 trial was supposed to take place in Mytilini on the Greek island of Lesbos. This notorious trial concerns the 6 teenagers that were arrested for supposedly starting the fire that burned down the Moria camp here on Lesbos in 2020. The appeal case was postponed, first for a couple of days and then to the next year. Here to tell us more about it is Kim, who is involved with the Can't Evict Solidarity campaign.
My name is Kim. I'm one of the members of the initiative of the campaign You Can't Evict Solidarity. We started with our campaign in the context of the eviction of a lot of migrant squads in Thessaloniki in 2016. And we build up a very good network and make a good job with the solidarity and the people get free. And so, and we said we are a working group, very good. And now, as the situation become worse on the islands and in Greece, we decided to stay with the network and support criminalization of migrants in several cases. Yeah, there was this big fire which burned Moria starting on the 8th of September, lasting some days in 2020. And the situation here was a big fire, the situation of the migrants, and it got a lot of media attention all over Europe, I would say. After some days, the Minister of Migration said, okay, situation solved. We arrested the 6 people who make the fire. And now everyone is in safe and finished. They were in pretrial detention, and then they have the first court in Chios in June 21. So there were trial monitor from different legal organization, human rights organization, to observe this, to come to a conclusion. I could speak hours about this unfair trial. So this boys gets sentences for 10 years. And I say boys because they are minors, they are proof from Afghanistan, Tashkiris, but the court doesn't accept them. So they treated them as adults, even they are called arrested as 18. And to put it in a nutshell, they have only one witness who accused these boys, and he said false. This is proven, that was expected, but now it's proven totally by a comprehensive study done by the forensic architects, which make a very great job, evaluating all the night of the fire. So we all know, of course the boys knows, they was not the one who makes the fire. The lawyers know, we knows, but now we can. There is proof. The boys was very hopeful to come out of the prison, and so were their families, which we are in contact with. And the lawyers, all of us, were very, very, because of the amount of work, investigations, comprehensive studies, to prove that they were not the one who makes the fire. And then, what happened? They scheduled first the appeal court on a date with a lot of other big cases. So it was expectable that it will not happen. And then, unfortunately, they rescheduled the case on a day of the general strike for reasonable, credible reasons. they said, okay, next date we can give you is a false Mars 24. Yeah, the boys are now in prison for 2.5 years. And as a court case could get postponed for a year, they have to stay in prison for another year. Lawyers will apply to a different court for let them out of the prison waiting for the appeal court. It is very very necessary to make as much awareness about this trial, about this case, about what's going on with, and it is a political case. So it's very important that politicians get involved from the European Parliament, from the Greek Parliament, from other parliaments, big organization who make a kind of public pressure to at least support this application for release until the appeal court. And to be honest, always money helps. So just yesterday we sent money, one of the boys, he said, okay, I'm in prison, blah, 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 but my father died on COVID and my mother is also very sick. So we sent her money. So we try to support the families which are suffering so much about the boys, knowing the boys are in prison. So yes, you can find our donation details on our blog. You can't evict solidarity.
Das war ein Gespräch mit Kim von der Initiative You Can't Evict Solidarity. Es ging um 6 jugendliche Geflüchtete, die nun seit 2.5 Jahren ohne einen Gerichtsprozess auf der Insel Lesbos inhaftiert sind. Ihr Prozess wurde um ein weiteres Jahr vertagt. Bei den Sendungstipps zur heutigen Sendung findet ihr Infos zur Kampagne You Can't Evict Solidarity und wie ihr die Menschen unterstützen könnt.